I'm going to take you a little bit deeper. In fact, a lot deeper.
The State of the Web 2005.
So we've gone from a wired to a wireless society. We've gone from dial-up to broadband in the last 10 years. Limited storage to limitless storage. And this is the really interesting thing. Top down to bottom up. I'm still trying to figure out what Web 1.0 was, right? How did that work? I'm still trying to get all my style sheets to work correctly or JavaScript to do this.
It's not Web 2.0, it's barely out of alpha.
It's such early days in this industry.
And what about IE? Are we still gonna have to deal with it in 10 years?
Microsoft wasn't listening to us. But CSS is, in fact, quite a technical language when it comes right down to it. It's complex. CSS 2.1, I mean, come on, guys. Like, let's finalize it already. Why is it taking so long?
But what's the viability of CSS 3? Is it even going to be a reality?
Classes everywhere, on everything, because you can.
Those visual tools, they're for wimps, right? I'm a real coder.
Mucho's beer for everybody.
Just following rules can get you killed.
How many of you are writing HTML out there are using tables for layout, for whatever reason? Come on, admit it.
Right, and yesterday Tantek said, you know, who uses tables for layout? And like one person puts their hand up. You are all lying.
If someone tells you that they've come up with the perfect web design that serves everybody equally, they are either delusional or lying.
The people who are poor and disadvantaged. How do we bring the web to people like that? Can we bring the web to people like that? Do they not have the right to access the web in the same way we have the right to access it? 300 million children, no access to information whatsoever. Can we imagine what life would be like if this boy right here had a blog? What would it say? What would we be able to learn from it? The future belongs to those who prepare for it today.
It's pretty profound to stand here in front of all of you in a country where I've never been and know that we are the people that are changing the world.